This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Jamie Counterman from the American Cancer Society. We're going to be chatting about Bras Across the Grand coming up Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Gillette Pedestrian Bridge downtown. How are you doing today, Jamie?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Paul.
So can you tell me a bit what's planned for Bras Across the Grand and what the rundown and timeline is for it?
Sure. Bras Across the Grand is in its third year this year. We have a variety of things that will be happening, but the main feature of Bras Across the Grand is the bra decorating aspect, and that's happening the entire time. So the event begins at 10, ends at 1, and throughout the entire event, people can come, and for $5, they can decorate a bra to hang on the bridge. We did this last year. It was very popular. Some folks brought bras from home, and some came and paid and decorated the bra right there with their friends and family and loved ones. So that's one of the main focuses of the event, which will be happening the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that will be happening the entire time is our survivor retreat. And so one of the big reasons that we're doing Bras Across the Grand in October is because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as you know. And we really wanted an opportunity to celebrate survivors. And so this isn't that one of the main focuses of this event is really to provide survivors a place where they can come down and be celebrated and get some pampering. We have some, it's a spa-like retreat. They'll have some special gifts for survivors. So that is also happening the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a few things that will happen at different times. So we actually have a motorcycle ride. Iron Eagle Motorcycles is starting a ride from the event, and they will be registering riders from 9 to 11. And they will all leave together as a group from the event at 11:30. And this is a fundraising ride for our breast cancer initiative. So that is kind of something you would not expect to see down at a bra decorating event, but it just goes to show that everybody has a place where they can invest in supporting breast cancer awareness and research.
Sure,
and
very cool that they're doing that.
Yes, it is. It's their second year, and they have special T-shirts they've created that they'll be selling at the event, and they're very excited about it and have a lot of support around it. So that's one of the very cool things that we have. But we also have we'll have a special survivor recognition time at noon. Motivational speaker Peggy Klein will actually come to speak about the importance of self-care, particularly and the effects that has on health and wellness, particularly as someone is going through a cancer journey. So that will be very special. She's a fantastic speaker, and supporting breast cancer is something that is important to her. So we're excited to have her with us. But we also have some health and wellness things that are happening, because one of the ways that people can help prevent cancer is by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And so we really want to remind people of that. So we have some fun health activities. We'll have Zumba at 10:30 with Kate Remus. And then at 12:15, we have Work, which is kind of a dance Zumba hybrid with Nikki Snyder. So that's just one of the different things that we're doing. And through the entire event, we actually have the bridge will be full of vendors. So various things. We have salons. We have Cascade Chiropractic Clinic. We have some food vendors. Big B Coffee will be there. You may be familiar with Rita Girl's Bakery, the bakery cart that's been in downtown. They'll
sure.
be at the event, and they're very cool. Maui Waui Smoothies, so there's some food things. But then there's also some things that folks just might want to come and purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Sensi, Tastefully Simple, Premier Design, Sopata, a new vendor that's kind of come about is Jamberry Nails, and that's very popular. It's special designs you can put on your nails. So just different things. And one of the most fun things that we have this year that we had last year is there will be a photo booth. So Little Black Booth is donating their services to us. And for a small fee, they will do their special photo booth setup, so people can come, take pictures at the event. It's just going to be a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
but really the main focus will be on decorating and hanging the bras, because that really is just a wonderful awareness piece, And then, of course, celebrating our survivors, which is the point of the entire thing.
Now, I understand there's also some pre-event activities. I know St. Mary's and Bigby have some things going. Can you tell me a bit about those?
Absolutely. St. Mary's is one of our platinum sponsors, along with Farmers Insurance Group. And both of those organizations are doing bra decorating challenges and contests. So St. Mary's is their decoration is actually happening, and then they will have voting the week of the event. So starting on the 15th, people will be able to go into the lobby and text to vote on bras that have been decorated, and they will give their winner a prize. So it's an internal challenge, but it's just a great way to show your staff and your the folks that work for your organization that an initiative is important to you. So Farmers Foremost is doing the same thing. They have a large bra decorating challenge, and what is really fun about it is that they will then bring these bras down to hang on the bridge at the event. So it's a nice engagement piece on site for organizations, but it's a great way to bring staff together down at an event so they can kind of see the fruits of their labor, which will be nice. And then Bigby Coffee is doing the same thing. They'll decorate and hang some bras in their store, our Monroe Center Bigby. And the Outer Image Salon is also doing that. So there's just a kind of a wide variety of companies that are really getting involved before so they can show their staff that supporting breast cancer during the month of breast cancer awareness is important.
Now, do folks need to pre-register or do they just come on down day of?
They can come on down day of. There will be a registration tent there where they can find out more information, and their Bras Across the Grand is actually a supporting event for our general Making Strides Against Breast Cancer initiative. Making Strides is really the only time the American Cancer Society designates a portion of money to a specific type of cancer, because otherwise we support all cancers. Because 1 in 2 women call the American Cancer Society when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, obviously it's something that is an important thing that people are calling ACS about. So that's why we support, have this one segment of our fundraising and support that is particularly for breast cancer. So it's a great way to continue to support that.
Now, you mentioned a few of the sponsors and vendors, but who are some of the other ones who are helping make Bras Across the Grand happen?
Well, one group that has been really involved since the beginning is the Grand Valley State University Colleges Against Cancer students. And they are the group that really pushes information, education, and awareness on GVSU campus. So this year they're actually a community sponsor of the event as a group. And not only are they a community sponsor, they sit on our planning committee for the event. They come down and volunteer the day of the event. And they get involved in a variety of ways. They were part of our fashion show last year. So they're a great support for this event. And I think it's something that's really, it's one of those events that's just really fun and a little bit different that people can get involved in. And then, of course, we have some wonderful in-kind donors. B&T Tents is very supportive to us here at the American Cancer Society. And we have some ballpark floral and crescent floral. The city of Grand Rapids is also very kind to us. Walgreens has made some, has helped donate some of the bras that we're having folks come down to decorate. So, and then of course, Little Black Booth is donating the normal fees that they would have, so we can have them down at the event. So we've just had really a large variety of support in different areas within our community. It's been wonderful.
Now, what are some of the statistics folks should be aware of related to breast cancer in our community?
Well, nationally, every 3 minutes a woman learns she has breast cancer. So in Michigan specifically, that means about 7,700 women will be diagnosed in 2012, and an estimated 1,350 will die from breast cancer in this year. So one of the ways that can be prevented, the main way that can be prevented, is if women are regularly getting their mammograms, and of course ACS recommends that that's done starting at the age of 40, but even younger than that, because we all know that women get diagnosed earlier than 40, it's very important that women are doing self-breast exams on a regular basis so they know what their body normally feels like on the chance that they encounter something that is not normal. So really just creating that awareness about how important it is to take care of yourself that way and know your body and be aware of when you should be getting screenings and things like that is one of the big focuses we have here at the American Cancer Society.
What's a rundown on the survival rates based on the various stages of detection?
Well, I don't have that for every stage of detection, but
sure.
The 5-year survival rate for breast cancer is 98% for women or among individuals where cancer has not spread beyond the breast.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really due in part because such a huge push has been made for so the public knows that they should be getting mammograms and doing those screenings. So it is often caught earlier as a result, which is why we have that high percentage of survival rate. It really is just wonderful.
So even though you're shooting for, you know, getting that on the list at age 40, folks should be doing that way before just to be on the safe side.
Well, they should not necessarily the mammogram, but they should be doing self-breast exams at home so they know if a person knows their own body. And they would be the one who would know if something isn't right. And
sure.
So if somebody gets a bump or a lump or something like that, it's very important that they get that checked out, because the earlier any type of cancer is caught, the better the rate is for beating that cancer. And that is especially true with breast cancer. The earlier that's caught, that really is what lends to that 98% survival rate, is that early detection.
What are some lifestyle changes or other changes women can make to help reduce the risk?
Oh, of breast cancer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the main one really is just is making sure they're doing breast exams, knowing their family history, because a person with a family history of breast cancer is going to have a greater risk of breast cancer. There are certain genetic factors that can be tested for if somebody knows they have a family history. So just that is hugely important. But then it's very important to just try to maintain a healthy lifestyle to prevent risk of all cancers, to be active, to try to get to eat healthy, and the healthier lifestyle you live, it does affect some of those other risk factors for being diagnosed with cancer at some point. It does not by no means guarantee that somebody won't get cancer, but it is important in helping that maybe they won't.
Sure.
You know? But it's of course no guarantee.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Jamie Counterman. We've been chatting about Bras Across the Grand. That's coming up Saturday, October 20th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Gillette Pedestrian Bridge, downtown Grand Rapids. Thank you so much for joining me, Jamie.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Paul.
Absolutely.